Welcome to Your Time with God and the Rob Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Hallelujah. What an awesome day this is. We are alive and we are thanking God for this day, a day that the Lord has made. Come, let us rejoice and let us be glad, for our lives have been spared to see this beautiful day. Greetings, greetings, greetings to each and every one of you out there under the hearing of my voice. A big God bless you on this day. I want to pray a word of prayer with you as we begin this powerful word that is about to come into your heart, into your mind, into your spirit. So let's pray. Righteous God and our Heavenly Father, in Yeshua's name, we come before your holy throne. It is to you we give glory, honor, and praise. We thank you that our lives have been spared to see another day, Lord. Won't you forgive us of our sins and our transgression? Won't you wash us and make us clean? Won't you have mercy and compassion upon us? And don't treat us as we truly deserve, but through the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out our transgression. For those that are sick in their bodies, I pray for healing on today. For those that are discouraged in heart, I pray, oh God, that you'll send forth the spirit of hope. For those, oh God, that are battling confusion, I pray that you'll make a way out of nowhere and that you will send them a word, send rhema to that state of confusion. Cause them to see you. Cause them to see your footprint, so that they may follow, knowing that with God on our side, all things are possible. Bless your people on today. We bless your holy name as we all say, amen and amen. Now the Bible truly declares that when we pray that we should believe that the things we ask for, that we have received them and we shall have them. So believe with me and today that prayer have been won and victory will be obtained. Come on, somebody, you can take that moment right there and begin to give God the glory, give him the praise, because you know that the Lord has done a work in your life on today. Healing has come to you today, wherever you are, wherever, if you're in your home, if you're in your bed, if you're riding down the highway, all you've got to do is to believe it, receive it, and it shall be so for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I'm excited to be here with you another week just to bring a word of comfort to your heart, to bring to you rhema from the presence of a loving God. So the word come to us today entitled, The War of the Mind. The War of the Mind. Can anybody relate? In this life, we treasure so dearly. We sometimes never stop to meditate or take in introspection of how we have made it this far. We've come this far by the war we fight and win by the power of our mind. This is a daily battle where everyone is on the front line. And I want to ask you, who it is that go to war and not equipped themselves for the war? The war of the mind. I'm here to remind you that you are fighting on the front line. What does it mean to fight on the front line? It's the most dangerous part of the battle. You will experience the first blunder. You will experience the first bullet. You will experience the first hit. The hottest part of the battle. The mind is the spirit that lives in mankind. We have two functions, the conscious and subconscious. It is with a conscious mind we serve the Lord, while the subconscious record the things we do or say, waiting to bring those things to fruition. Oh Lord God, help us. So you see, we say things and we do things, not realizing that there is a recording system that is taking record of everything we say or do. When we say something and when we're emotional about what we say, the subconscious mind takes that into captivity and it records it permanently. It's not a temporary thing, it's a permanent thing. Whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition and emotion will one day become a reality. And this was said by Earl Nightingale. Can I say that again? Whatever we plan in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition and emotion will one day become a reality. Muse on that for a moment. Think about that for a moment. Let me bring you to the very heart of the word of the Lord, even right now, as we turn our Bibles to the book of Romans chapter 8, and I will be reading from verse 5 to verse 17. And I'm reading this from the NIV version as it breaks it down. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. Those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. Muse on that for a moment. The mind, verse 6 says, the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Today, my friend, for those of you that may be just tuning in, I'm bringing a word to you about the war of the mind. Let this word soak deep in your spirit, that whatever it is that you are doing, remember, your mind is playing an integral role. It is said that maybe about some high, very high percentage of our mind, I don't remember the percentage amount of our mind, that our bodies can function without that percentage. It controls such a very high percentage of what we do in our bodies. And from day to day, we fight, we struggle in this flesh to be good, to be right. But there is war between the mind and the flesh, because the flesh refuses to submit to God. My brothers, my sisters, it is with our minds that we serve the Lord, our Creator. Our flesh. Let's just read some more of the word of the Lord. Romans chapter 8. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. So as we fight this battle of the mind, I want you to understand that if your mind is not positioned, if your mind is not in the realm of the Spirit of God, it is your flesh at work. And your flesh, our flesh, cannot please God. Verse 9 says, "You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit." For those of you that decree and declare that I am saved through the blood of the Messiah, you've got to know that when you find functions of the flesh going on, that the Spirit is at sleep. And you need to wake up your spirit, man. You need to say, "Lord, have mercy on me. I am in this fight and the flesh is winning the battle." Hello out there. Hello out there. He said, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. How do we know that we have the Spirit of Christ? The Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are sons of God. Verse 10 says, "But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness." Anybody love the word of God? I don't know about you, but I love the word of God. And all of us ought to be saying, "Hallelujah, Lord God, I thank you for the Spirit of God. I thank you for the anointing of God that controlled my life. I thank you for the Spirit of God that controls my life." Verse 11, "And if the Spirit of Him who raised Christ from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you." Now this blows my mind every single time that I come to read this verse. The same Spirit. Hallelujah. God, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. It is the same Spirit that dwells within us. Then I asked you this question today. How powerful are you? How mighty are you? Yes, we can all do better. You know why? Because we have dunamis power. We have power to roll away the stumbling block that stands in our way. The war of the mind. Wake up, my friend. Wake up, my brother. Wake up, my sister. And let us win this battle over the flesh. God be magnified. Verse 12 said, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh." Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. We have an obligation, not to the flesh, but to live according. But not to live according to it. For if we live according to the flesh, we will die. But if we live by the Spirit, you put to death the misdeeds of the body. Hello. Hello. So when I talk about the war of the mind, because the flesh cannot please God, we constantly fight to do the right thing. So the flesh says hate, but the Spirit says love. And I've got news for you. Sometimes we can even justify it, why we have the right to hate. It seems justifiable. But the Spirit says no. This is a war. Because when you know that you have been mistreated, when you know that you have done everything in your power to be on the right side, but yet evil have risen up against you, you want to hate the one who have inflicted the pain on you. But the Spirit says, love, forgive. Let me tell you something. This is no easy battle. This is what you call standing at the front line of the battle. This is the hardest part of the battle. Here's another part of the battle that none of us likes. When the Bible says that, when you come to lay your gift before God and you remember that someone has dished you wrong, someone has wronged you, you are to lay down your gift and go and make right with the person that have done you wrong. Now you tell me that's not the front line of the battle. Imagine, I have not hurt you. I have not done you wrong. Yet it is required of me to come and make peace with you. I'm here to let you know that no ordinary man, no ordinary woman can do that. It takes a man or a woman that is governed by the Spirit of the Almighty God to lay down his gift and go make right with that evil person. And you've got to do it wholeheartedly. It's not about doing it for a show. It's about meaning it from the core of your spirit. My friends, I call this war. War. But I've got news for you. We are not alone. And yes, by the help of the Almighty God, we can win every battle. Every battle that we fight with our minds. Verse 14 says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. If you said, I can't do this, if you says it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, then I've got to let you know that you're not being led by the Spirit of God. I don't care how much you said that I am saved. I don't care how much you said that I am born again. Until you are led by the Spirit of God, you are not a child of God. Hard. But take this medicine because it's good for you. It might be bitter in your mouth, but believe when I tell you, it will get sweet in your belly. The Spirit, verse 15 says, the Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. God, I praise you. When we receive the Spirit of God, it creates a change. We are adopted from this flesh. We are adopted from being bastard. We are adopted into sonship. Oh, what a blessing. Can anybody feel the blessings of God? Know who you are and deport yourselves accordingly. If you don't know who you are going to behave in an unseen way. But when you know that you are a son, when you know that you are a prince, you are going to act like a prince. You are going to talk like a prince. Come on now. Your behavior is going to depict that of a son of God. And by him we cry, Abba Father. Then we can call him Father. Father. We now becomes God's children. Verse 17. Now if we are children, then we are heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. It is worth it. It is worth it to punish the flesh and let the spirit win the battle. Because guess what? Now you have rights to the inheritance. Hallelujah. God, I praise you. God, I magnify your holy name. I don't care how many demons you're casting out in the name of the Lord. Until you know who you are. Until the spirit is in control of your flesh. And that last and final day you will hear, depart from me, I know you not. And I've got news for you. You can't change your way unless you join the army. You have to fight. You've got to fight. And this fight is a daily fight. We don't fight and put down our weapons. The weapons has always got to be in our mouth. For thou shalt decree a thing, and the Lord will establish it. Come on now. Let us fight. This is war. Be strong and be courageous. And know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthened you. Yes, you can. Yes, you can say, I was wrong, even when you know that you were right. Seek peace and pursue it. Suffer. Let the flesh suffer. Because verse 17 of Romans chapter 8 reminds us that if we are children of God, then we become heirs of the promise. In other words, you have right to the inheritance. Huh? Co-heir with Christ. He shares the inheritance with us. So don't let the enemy take this away from you. Don't be cheated. Don't be cheated. Fight. Fight with every fiber of your being. And listen, no man goes to war and win the battle all the time. I'm here to let you know that there are days when the flesh is gonna get an uppercut on you. But you get up, you analyze it, you ask yourself the question, how was I defeated today? And you come and you re-strategize and you come again. Hello? You get back in the fight again. So get up from that place if you're a wounded soldier. And you're listening to me right now, get up from that place. And get back in the fight. Get yourself back in the fight. Because you can win it. You can win it. The first verse said there of Romans chapter 8, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because Christ died. Christ, the law of the Spirit who give life, has set you free from the law of sin and death. Get up from that place. If you're feeling condemned, I want you to know that that is the flesh getting an uppercut. Won't you get up? Won't you wake up? And won't you say, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me and revive me again. I love the hymn that says, revive us again. Revive us again, Lord, revive us again. This nation need a revival. The church need a revival. Those of us that call ourselves saints and Christians and believers, yes, I'm here to remind you, we need a revival. We need a renewing. We need refreshing. We need a refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Your subconscious is activated all day, all night, whether you act upon it or not. Hello now. It controls all functions of the body. The way we think will determine how we operate physically. So let me remind you in closing today. In this life we treasure so dearly, we sometimes never stop and meditate and just take introspection of how we've made it this far. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. The mind is the spirit that lives in mankind. We have two functions, the conscious and the subconscious. Serve God with a conscious mind. Be sober-minded. Be sober-minded. Be sober-minded. Be brave. Be brave. Stand tall and know that God is right there with you in this battle. War for your mind. War for your mind. War in the spirit. Until next time, God bless you. God be gracious unto you. God cause his face to shine upon you. God lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I love you. Stay safe. In Yeshua's name, amen and amen.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT in the Raw. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.
Fill my cup, Lord, with your love. I am empty. With your